Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Housing Information You Can't Trust, right here for the next 2 hours with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the outside guy.
Well, good for you. La-ti-da.
Chuck Brunstein.
Way to start out, buddy.
Love you. Hey, we're going to have fun today. We're going to be talking to our listeners. We're going to be talking to a new team partner up in the northern climes that we've been waiting for.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
Life is good, man.
Life is good. Hey, let's start off by congratulating you and I. 25,000 followers on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page.
Good job.
That's huge.
You've done most of that. Good job.
That's huge. That's we really enjoy.
So is that huge without an H? That's huge.
Huge.
That's huge.
Huge. So thank you, everyone who's a follower of the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. And that's all we really do is the Facebook page stuff. That's all we're capable of doing.
Well, it's not political. It's often funny. It's always educational.
It's never political.
That's kind of the recipe, right?
Yes. You know, besides housing information people can trust, I think a lot of the reasons, we hope a lot of the reasons people do come on here is because we do not get political. We will not get political. This is a show where we want to help you stay in your house and be healthy or anything else and stay healthy.
And safe. Yep. And because the show is expanding and the listenership is expanding, we're also anticipating doing something that provides you some trusted professionals outstate.
Yes.
That may take us a few months to get up and running.
Or the rest of the state, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the state of Michigan. We've got a few great team partners that basically cover the state. FSM has done it for quite a while.
Yep.
But we're looking to do more of that. Hey, let's not forget. I don't know if you're going to. I saw your truck is empty. So
you did not see my truck empty. My truck has lumber in it right now.
Jeez, I was going to lie in favor of doing this next promo.
You don't lie. Stop.
I did see all the treated wood in it, but you got plenty of room.
Okay.
For
four?
Some deer cube salt.
Okay. Yes.
Today is salt sales Saturday. You could get at least 6 bags in there.
Yep.
Without any problem.
Oh. A lot more than that.
Now, here's what people don't know. There's a difference in the salt you buy for your softener, and it's not – yeah, price is a difference. But if you take advantage of Salt Sale Saturday, you can get the absolute best salt on
quality,
the market,
yeah,
for what they're charging for junk elsewhere.
Yep. It matters.
It does matter. It doesn't bridge. If you've ever had a softener – did you guys have one as kids? We had one.
We have one now.
And I thought you did, and we would get that bridging, that salt bridging, where it's not really working because the salt has partially dissolved, and you've got these caverns of salt in the tank, in the reservoir.
And look, my softener was installed by Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. I've had it now.
So you don't worry about it.
4 or 5 years, I've had not one issue with it whatsoever. I keep the salt filled in there, and I forget about it.
Use quality salt. There is a difference. Today's Salt Sale Saturday. Go out and stock up. It's 99.8% pure DuraCube salt is the only salt you should be buying. You should be buying it from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
Good job, buddy. Good job. Last week, we took a few minutes. We went over our website. We kind of went page by page and let people know the different aspects.
Was that your wife's idea? Because that was really well done.
Stop it, Chuck. Stop it. You know, it's when you start on me this early, I just sit here the rest of the day and write down all the digs I'm going to get on you for the last 5 minutes.
You've gotten good at ignoring me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. My work wife. Don't say it.
I know.
I wanted to say is when we went through all this last weekend, and we have really been promoting our email, and on the FM stations, the sister stations, we want people to know we're there. There are so many people, Chuck, so many people who have no idea how to do anything around their house. There's so many single ladies or single guys that have no idea how to do anything around their house, and they have nobody to ask. They have nobody to turn to.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. We want to help you. We want to help you with any of the issues you have in your house. And if you get an email letter from us and you don't like the answer, feel free to email us back and say, I need this, this, and this.
Yeah.
So we will do everything we can to try to help any homeowner out there. And you mentioned other states. We get emails from every state in the union. I mean, just Texas the other day, all over the place. And northern Michigan, where traditionally our signal's not supposed to go, but it does.
Yeah, bounces off the Great Lakes.
So many emails.
Yeah.
So many emails at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
We enjoy it. We invite it. We respond to everyone personally. If we ever don't get to you, it's an honest mistake, and we just ask you to try a second time.
And some days it may take a few days for us to get back. I mean, lately we've been playing catch-up. It's just amazing. We can literally sit there and answer 20 emails a day each and still not be caught up, but there gets to be a time where, you know, okay, this is enough for today. I'll come back tomorrow.
Takes it out of you.
It does.
To try to do it well.
But we enjoy it. Keep them coming.
Yep. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, it's funny. The article this coming Friday in the Detroit News Homestyle section is going to be for contractors only. No one else is allowed to read it unless you're a contractor. And it's going to be about gross profit, gross margin.
Ooh.
And it's interesting. Our economist buddy, Elliot Eisenberg, who's out on the East Coast, sent us a thing on Friday for a $3.25 cup of coffee, right? Rent of the facility you bought it at is $1.13 of that. Staff and wages, 81 cents. Tax, 50 cents. Profit, 32 cents. And he breaks it down. And it was an interesting precursor thinking ahead to the article next week, because that's basically what we're going to explain to contractors to make sure that they're making the money they should.
No, that's wonderful advice, because I was one of those guys, and there are so many guys out there that just
don't know.
Accidentally start a business.
Yeah.
You know, for lack of a better word.
Something.
That they just know that they're good at installing this product, they're good at providing this service, and they start doing side jobs. And next thing you know, those side jobs are getting overwhelming, so they quit their other job and they start a business. But they don't know that word margin and how – it's the most important word in business.
It's funny. I spent a lot of years not understanding it. And I supposedly had been taught how to do it in college. Maybe I wasn't listening those days. But long story short, I think I look back at the money I left on the table.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to survive.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't survive because financially they're not doing it correctly.
You're right.
Right?
Well, they're not doing everything correctly, because you and right. I, you know, we for lack of a better word, we try to help educate people out there on how to be a better business owner.
Yeah.
And you can do everything right. You can treat your customers right. You can have the best reviews out there. But if you're not making the margin, and in the economy we've had the last couple of years, that's a moving target. So if homeowners aren't, or business owners aren't keeping up with where that margin needs to be, as the inflation gets worse, then they're going to be in trouble and not even know it to the end of the year.
When we have a 2007 or 2008.
You got
it. And everything crashes again, those companies disappear. We'll talk more about that in the article this coming Friday, and of course yesterday's article as well.
Yes. You know, Chuck, you and I have always had great, your father, my father. I was at a veteran's funeral this week, my stepfather. Have so much respect for veterans, just like Kearns Brothers does. You know, Mike Kearns, his family, they're all veterans, and they want to give back.
I agree. And if you don't respect what those people have invested in our safety, our health, our enjoyment of life, shame on you. We love a company that honors them.
And because they give back to veterans, that's one reason that when you need a new roof, you want to definitely consider Kearns Brothers.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are going to be open very soon, 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you in person. We love the emails, but it's more fun to talk to you on the phone.
We absolutely do. Hey, coming up at 10:30, you're going to hear a new team partner, David George from Dust Out. If you have a house that's very dusty, starting to drive you crazy, you need to get those ducts cleaned. You want to listen to Brian George. He covers a lot of Metro Detroit area, especially the northern regions. So that'll be happening at 10:30.
Dave George?
No, I said Dave George. What did
Brian,
I say?
Brian, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. David George, I apologize.
No problem. Home prices are accelerating. They're re-accelerating. We mentioned that last week. Interest rates, again, they're saying we're going to get another small hike, which I don't agree with, but no one bothered to call me this week and ask. So it's crazy. But long story short, it's that old thing. I think we're going to see a continued strong market in remodeling and fixing up the house you got.
You know what? That's what we've seen for a long time. What's crazy to me, Chuck, is right now, because the thing that realtors, we heard the main complaint about for so many years is inventory, inventory, inventory. There's not enough inventory.
Yeah.
Well, there is now. There's over 21% more now than there was last year when it comes to inventory.
Which still isn't enough, but it's still a big jump.
Right. And you wouldn't think so, Chuck, but year over year, we're up about a year, 1% in housing prices.
I know.
1%. And hey, as long as it's going upwards.
But you know,
you and I.
They'll go up.
I like to make sure you and I mention this because you and I started the Inside Outside Guys, and what we knew at the time was the worst housing crisis you and I'd ever seen. And I just remember, it's funny because I think so many people forgot about how bad it was back then. Yeah. And I remember you and I talking about because so many people lost either a third to half of the value in their home. And we had callers calling us panicked, worried, what can they do? And our response was, just stay pat.
People losing their homes.
Yeah.
That was the, they had given, I mean, right now, the median monthly mortgage takes almost 36% of people's gross monthly income, which is too high.
I agree.
And that sets them up for disaster if their income doesn't continue to increase over the next several years and if their house doesn't continue to appreciate, which you and I think will. Right.
I remember watching probably 2-3 years after the housing crisis began, watching a special, and I've told this before, but it's been a couple of years, with Alan Greenspan, the old Fed chair. It was called House of Cards and How the Housing Industry Collapsed Back Then.
Oh.
And it was because they were giving loans to people who just couldn't afford
it. Yeah, they couldn't afford to pay them back.
And they did these drive-by appraisals, went, yep, that looks like a $500,000 house, and then gave them the loan. And what I thought was the most ironic part of this program was at the very end, they said to him, you know, how did it happen? He explained, and he says, and it will happen again. It will happen again.
You get an administration that gives money to people that can't pay it back, that shouldn't be borrowing it in the first place, that you set yourself up for that kind of a disaster.
Right.
So far, that's not happening, and the fact that interest rates keep going up really kicks a lot of people right out of the market. But again, you and I believe that it bodes well for the remodeling market.
Yes.
That will remain strong. People are still going to invest in their homes. They still are. You know, that it just makes sense that you would, because all home prices are accelerating.
So yep, absolutely.
Why take care of what you got.
Absolutely. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. You mentioned next week's article in Detroit News Homestyle sections. What about this week's article in the Detroit News Homestyle section? You know, if you're you and I talk about this all the times, how people should prepare. If you know you need new windows next year, you should be preparing now. How do you prepare for that now, Chuck? How would someone get ready for that now?
You know, it's interesting because we get questions like this all the time on emails. How soon should I be talking to a contractor? And sooner is always better.
Right.
Because one of the things that an expert can tell you, you're an expert at the masonry concrete side. A few years ago, if I called you and said, Ken, I'm pouring 20 by 20, 4 inches thick with steel, blah, 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 gave you a specification, you could tell me a price over the phone.
Sure.
Because you were an expert.
Around that part. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know it'd be close. And we tell people, start talking to pros early so that they can establish a budget so that they can start finding that money. That's one of the things you need to do.
In the article, one thing it says, when people have an issue, they've hired someone, they have a major issue, here's what you hear from them all the time. We tried so long to get someone out here. We hired the first person that showed up with a credible proposal. And we hear that all the time. We're going to continue talking about that throughout the show. But right now, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike from Royal Oak. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the guys.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, sir. How can we help you today?
Well, my project now is we removed the deck. We're putting in pavers, and I have an opportunity to upgrade the electrical to the garage and go ahead and add a gas line there, which is less than 20 feet away from my home. And I'm also putting in a counter with a natural gas barbecue. The questions I have for you are, they'll be running a poly tubing to the garage. And the connections on the risers are where I have a question. I just want to make sure they're done right when my plumber's doing the work. And the question is, how high should a riser be the threaded section above the grade before it enters or exits a building.
When you say the riser, you mean, explain that, please. You mean, do you want to be able to see the pipe coming out of the building, or do you want to underground? Is that where you're going?
Well, it's going to leave the home where the supply will be. It's sure. going to come out with black pipe and then go into the riser. And the riser that's going to be used is a Chicago fitting. It's called an X riser. It's actually flexible. And it's like CST that's wrapped. And that's going to go below grade, below the pavers, about 16 feet to the garage. And then that's going to come up again through the pavers and then enter the building in the black pipe.
Yeah. And I want Are you going to be above your roof line with that? Some of us call that that riser a masthead as well. So we'll use both those terms.
Yes, I guess they would the same thing for a meter.
Okay.
Yeah. So is it going to come out, penetrate your roof, do you know? Or
No, it's going to be below the ground. It's coming up through the pavers, and then it'll be on a sidewalk or a walkway entering the garage.
Oh, so you're wondering how far that has to come up before it comes into the house?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. As long as they use the proper fittings on that, I mean, it a foot can be enough. Have you got a qualified electrician out there that's doing the work for you?
This is for the gas line I'm talking, not the electrical. I'm sorry. I might be making a mistake here. I'm talking about the supply for the gas line that goes.
Okay. When you said black pipe, that threw us, and we were sitting here going, wait a minute. They're not going to run electrical.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
That's okay. That's fair. Yeah, the same answer would apply. I mean, the biggest thing is to make sure that that's identified, you know, that you know exactly where it is for future reference. But the reality is,
it can be under grade.
Yeah, right. they come up below grade and go straight in, or they can come up and come up your siding before they go in. Your gas
there's not
meter.
A minimum height. Someone had, I had been told on two different occasions that it has to come up a certain height with the threaded section before it can convert to black pipe to either enter or exit a building. And I just want to confirm that there is no minimum. Other than what's on the riser, there's a minimum. There's a sticker on it that says do not bury below this grade. So, and I think it's 3.5 inches. So
yeah,
anything above that, I'm assuming is going to be fine.
Yeah, I think it's around 12 inches, but I'd verify with the person doing the installation. Are you doing it yourself?
Well, I'm actually doing the trench work, and I'm buying the supplies for him, and then he's going to do all the connections. Oh. So, I don't mess with gas.
Yeah, it's a good question for our plumbers, Ron or Dave, to ask them. If anyone's out there listening, they know the perfect answer. Let us know. But I don't think there is. I don't think they're too careful on that.
I think they have to be. Up on at least, like I said, 12 inches off. Have you got a meter installed on the side of the house yet?
That's in the front of the house. And the last thing is 1 inch supply to the garage minimum?
1 inch OD on the pipe, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, that's typical. But I will tell you this.
For residential application. That's
typical. Residential
you see it all the time. So let's go to break, and we can talk about this. We also have a guest coming up after the break. One of the reasons we really, really like Refer and MacFarland Painting is because they saw the need for a handyman division. So they can come in, they can repair anything you need repaired, interior, exterior, then paint it and look beautiful. MacFarland Painting.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, after this phone call from our new sponsor that we're excited about, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 888-654-4897.
Whenever the inside-outside guys are done with the process of qualifying a new team partner, one of the first things we'd like to do is get that team partner on the air and introduce them to our audience. And right now we have with us David George, who's the owner of Dust Out. Dust Out is a local company that takes care of air duct cleaning, aeroseal duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, carpet cleaning, tile and grout, and upholstery cleaning. Does that cover it all, David?
Yes, that pretty much covers everything.
Excellent. David, do us a favor, introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us about Dust Out, please.
Well, I've been doing this for about 15 years. And when I started, you know, just typically started out with one truck and then grew from there. And over the years, you know, we got bigger and bigger, adding different services for the customer, trying to be like a company that can be the best at doing a service that will help people indoors. And we started adding, you know, the aero sealing after the duct cleaning and also the carpet cleaning. So we're kind of just like, you know, we can come in and do all your cleaning services, not just duct cleaning and dryer vent, but pretty much all the carpet cleaning and aero sealing as well.
Now, David, will the same techs generally handle all of that, or will people be seeing different technicians show up at their house?
That's a great question. All my techs are certified to do aero sealing and duct cleaning. I have two technicians that are certified just for the carpet cleaning. So they do majority of all the carpet cleaning. So we have different certifications for different people. But sometimes, you know, people do team up when we're doing a clean and seal. What we do is we come out there and do the duct cleaning and the aero sealing in the same day. And then the next day we offer a three-room carpet cleaning absolutely free. So you'll see the technician coming in the next day to do a cleaning of your carpet after we're done doing the duct cleaning and the aero sealing.
Well, you know, it's all about cleaning, and if you're going to go in there and clean the interior, which is the inside, the ducts, I mean, those are what's really putting the dust out there in the home. Will people see a substantial reduction in dust around their house once they have this process done?
Yes. I mean, you got to look at your furnace as being like the lungs of your home, and when it gets dirty, all it does is just, you know, blow out dust particles that are very fine that stay airborne for sometimes days, and then it settles down onto your furniture, and that's when you have to dust. And by cleaning that, you're really cleaning the smaller particles that you're really concerned about that you can't see. And after that, you will see a big difference. You won't have to dust as much, and the allergies and the, you know, sinus issues that people have spending time in home, you'll see a big difference.
You have her on your website. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, just go there and enter your zip code. Where are you located exactly, and where is your service area?
Well, we're located in Flint, Michigan, and we've been servicing Midland, Mount Pleasant, Saginaw, Genesee County, and Lapeer County, Port Huron. And we also go down into Livingston and Oakland County.
Okay, so that's quite a large area. If somebody decide they wanted to use your services, what's the process? How easy is it? Because I'm sure you guys make it really easy.
Well, we do. We try to make it easy for everybody. You always have that generation that just likes to call and talk to somebody. but some of the newer generations just they like to book online, which we make it very easy. You can go right to our website, choose what you want, pick a day, and then we have four different time slots, what works for you. We have morning, afternoon, a 2 o'clock, and then the evening appointment for customers.
I like that.
I like that. A lot of people want to see it done, and it's one of those things that, you know, you can't do it if you're at work and you can't skip work. I love hearing that. So how far in advance should people be calling you?
Well, we're right now, we're about a week and a half out, 2 weeks. So that's our timeline.
That's not bad at all. How often should someone have this kind of stuff done?
Well, it depends if you have, like for carpet cleaning, if you have a lot of animals, you may want to do it every quarter or, you know, twice a year. A lot of customers just do it annually. But for the duct sealing, that's usually like one time. And for the duct cleaning, we recommend getting it anywhere from 3 to 5 years to get it done.
David, whether it's air duct cleaning, carpet cleaning, tile or grout cleaning. A lot of it depends on the lifestyle of the family or the home. If you're going to have, you know, two parents, three dogs, four kids, they're going to need this stuff done a lot more often, correct?
That's correct. That is correct, because when you have animals, they tend, especially if your returns are down at the floor, the animals like to stay in there in the summertime, because it takes the heat from their body and it cools them down faster, which in turn gets the odor and also dog hair into the returns a lot faster. Especially with dryer vents, the EPA recommends to get them done annually. But with a family of, you know, five or six, you should get it done, because you're going to be drying clothes a lot more often than you would for a family of three.
I'm glad you mentioned the dogs, because I've noticed it a couple of times when I've walked in people's houses, and it really is true that owners of pets become nose blind. They don't smell the odors that other people do when they walk in. And if you have someone like your company come in and clean all those areas out, I mean, you clean the carpet, you clean the ducts, you clean the towel, that's what absorbs those odors. And you will greatly eliminate that, especially if you have it done on a regular basis, correct?
That is, yes, correct. Yeah, you keep up on the maintenance, and you're not going to have a lot of issues.
What about this on your website, customer satisfaction guarantee? Can you talk about that for a second? Because Chuck and I, we talk about warranty all the time, but the G word, the guarantee, is a big word to have to stand behind. How does Dust Out stand behind those words?
Well, here we're all about the customer's happiness experience with us. That's basically what we care about the most, is doing a qualified job, happy customer. That's all we care about. That's like what we really want, is a happy customer. And we guarantee, and it's 100%. If you're not happy, give us a call. We come out there, make it right as many times. If it takes three times, it doesn't usually take that much, but yeah, we guarantee our work, and we, don't really have any callbacks, but we make the customer happy if there ever is.
Sure. Now, right here, you got residential and commercial. Most of the people listening to us right now are homeowners, residential, but there are quite a few business owners that listen to us. Speak to the commercial side of your business as well, please.
Well, we do commercial and industrial for, you know, carpet cleaning too. But mainly what we do on the commercial level is the duct cleaning. And also we do chillers. We clean cooling towers and interior coil cleaning of the cooling towers. And we also do coil cleaning as well.
I'm impressed with that. Not many people will get near that. You guys have a broad expertise.
Yes, we do. We've been doing it for a long time. We do a lot on the commercial level that people don't realize, but we also do, you know, a lot of residential homes too.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us today, Dave George. Phone number 810-230-1414. The website, godustout.com. You can also find them at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. David George, owner of Dust Out, new team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. Welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, sir. David.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Good company. Good guy.
You know, a company that's been with us a long time. They're a great company, great people, great product, great process, and a great guarantee.
Great family.
I know. Everything about them says if you need replacement windows, that you should be calling Window World. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, from here on out, the phone lines will be open at 888-654-4897. If you don't, my partner, Mike from Royal Oak, called about that gas line install.
Yeah.
There's so many. Here's the bottom line. Your professional is going to do a schematic of what your need or requirement is. If you have a generator, if you have a gas furnace, if you have a gas oven, if you have a gas water heater, all of that plus the length of the pipe that it takes to get the gas to each of those,
yep,
is going to determine the diameter of the material they have to use for the supply coming into the house, and the gas meter. Pat Kelly's talked to us many times about this.
Yep.
And you cannot allow a gas line to go straight underground into the basement. It has to come up to the meter and then into the house. From there, of course, it's distributed to each appliance. But he had several questions about minimum height and minimum diameter and that kind of thing. And the best thing he can do is get a professional to size it for him and then tell him what he needs.
What about calling his local building jurisdiction and asking them?
They're going to probably tell them the same thing we just told our audience, that it's going to be different for every house. I remember talking.
Now, here's why I asked that.
No, that's a good question.
They should know. If anyone should know, they should know. But so many people are nervous. It's like they don't want to call their building department and ask them any questions.
Well, and two, I mean, very few homeowners, much less building departments, are going to know what the minimum distances that those pipes are going to run is. You know, it's different in every house. The meter might come into a utility, or the gas line might come into a utility area in a house, you know, where your total run of pipe is, I don't know, I'm making this up now, 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be such that it comes in at one end of a long ranch, and your total runs, you know, to the opposite end of the house, and to each branch that runs to a gas appliance is 120 feet.
Sure.
That makes a difference. So I remember Pat talking about years ago when he first was installing generators in houses, when that was still a new thing, and how that was a big concern because that generator is operated by natural gas.
Right.
So they had to make darn sure that you weren't going to rob gas from the furnace in the house,
right,
or the water heater in the house, and that you have enough to power the generator. So that has to be designed.
People don't think about that stuff.
No, they don't. They use the International Residential Code for it. They use the there are tables and charts that plumbers use to size that black pipe. A good HVAC company, CNC or Sharon's, can install that for you, can size it for you, can do it all, and they can do it quickly. But I'm going to depend on them.
Right.
Today.
And you know what, Chuck, that's, I don't want to say it so many of our answers on our email, but so many times we will get an email that says, I had one or two professionals out, I had this person out, and they still can't figure it out. And for lack of a better answer, we say, if they can't figure it out right there on the job site, we're not going to be able to do it on an email. And we tell them to trust the professional, especially if we know who the professional
exactly
is. Trust the professional.
And if I ever have a, let's say that I called a plumber to do some plumbing for me. If a plumber told me he couldn't do it, I have severe reservations about that plumber. I mean, yeah, that's his or yeah her area of expertise. If you, that's like saying your heart specialist coming in the night before surgery and going, I'm not really sure about this. And go, wait a minute, whoa, I don't want you doing it.
I think a great way to call people out when they say that stuff is, if you can't, who can? If you can't answer that question,
yeah, if a
you're
plumber
the expert.
Can't ask a plumbing question.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then it makes people look at themselves and going, oh, shoot, he's right.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm willing to call and pay a specialist, like a plumber in this case, for plumbing advice and work.
Right.
I'm willing to do that because they know it and I don't.
Right.
And the codes have gotten so convoluted over the decades that you and I have been in this business. I don't pretend to know them anymore. Every jurisdiction might be a little different. You know, you might be fighting a code enforcement official that tells you something that isn't even in the code.
Which happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. And we both called out those officials before going, hold on, wait, no, show me the code. Just like from a police officer. Okay, sir, show me the law.
Oh.
Because they have to. You know, yeah, egos get involved, unfortunately. Going back to the article in this week's Detroit Home Style section, where one of the, I'll quote it wrong, but people are defaulting to the first bid they can get because they're having such a hard time finding bids. And we're seeing this all over the place. We had an email this week at theinsideoutsideguys.com where the homeowner said they had got an estimate for I believe it was a kitchen remodel. And they were told by the company they would have it within the next 1 to 2 weeks. Well, at the two-week mark, they called, and they said it'll be here by next week. At the three-week mark, they called and said it'll be here by next week. So they sent us an email asking us if that's normal. And yeah, is it normal for some companies? Yes. But if you're, you know, I always said to myself, Chuck, I don't want to get off into the nuts, but you and I have always said that we don't use a lot of our own team partners because we don't ever want to have the, whenever I've used one of our team partners, I tell them, charge me what you're going to charge anyway.
Exactly. Do what you're going to charge. Don't give me a deal. I don't want to owe you any more than you owe me.
Exactly.
Yep.
But if you're going to trust somebody, trust somebody. And when a company put you off and put you off, before the job is even signed, run away. Run away from that job.
I always reduce that to personal relationships. If that happened with a guy or gal you were dating or a friend that you thought you
Great
were
point.
Just developing a relationship with, you would take that as a blinking yellow caution light. Don't careful here. Careful. Why would you ignore it with a contractor?
You and I have always been, you and I have a meeting with somebody. You and I are always there first. To the point where they go, how do I beat you guys here? You guys always beat me here. Because it's important. We're showing them that their time is important to us.
Yeah.
When you are always late, Chuck, you and I, we don't deal with those kind of people. I won't deal with someone who's constantly late because they're telling me my time doesn't matter. And I would never do that to somebody else, ever.
No, I mean, well, if you did it, it'd be an accident. You'd apologize for it. It'd be a one-time thing, hopefully.
And you're talking personal.
Yes.
Okay, so in the business world, you don't owe those people anything. And I've always said, I'm never going to beg someone to work for me. No. So I will never call somebody. I told you recently we got bit on garage doors. Company never called us back. I didn't call them back. If you don't want to work for me, I'm not going to call you to be your customer. My line to people has been, I work too hard to be your customer.
Yep. Shouldn't have to do that, and we'll talk more about that. The article talks about creating a specification so you're bidding apples to apples
with
professionals.
So you realize that your furnace is 25 years old, and next year you need a furnace. Now's the time to start doing your research, right?
Man, I agree 1,000%. I would start out by calling a great company, which we talked about in the article, like CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. If I talk to them, I know I'm going to get a great specification. That allows me then to be educated and to talk to other professionals.
The decades and decades in business and the way they keep their customers happy and satisfied says all you need to know about CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Phone lines are open at 888-654-4897. We want to say thanks to Dave and Brian back at the Golden Tower for doing what they do to help us sound good. You are finding out, and you're a pro, how brutal it is to do the right thing when building a deck, rebuilding a deck. Ken came in a wheelchair, crutches, hobbled up, bent over. It's a lot of work.
I almost wish I didn't know how to do it.
Isn't that the truth? There's times when I hire a guy, and I am so grateful that I wasn't even tempted.
Yeah. Chris Rigney over at Spectrum Remodeling has been helping me out. He came out this week and set the detail for the railings. And we have a couple of great deck people, one far east side, one far west side. We'll talk about them as we go on. But, you know, I had the ability to do the deck myself. And what I did differently this time, and my wife noticed it recently, that I never used to do is I'm taking my time. When I was young, Chuck, I wouldn't go to bed until I finished this part or I got to that part.
I mowed my lawn in the dark at 10 p.m. a lot of summer nights. I know how stupid.
My railing is not going to come into 4 to 5 weeks. So that gives me 4 to 5 weeks to finish, and that's what it's going to take me. Thursday, I spent about 6 hours doing those little things that you're never going to see once the deck's on.
Well, and they're things that, luckily, you've had the input of a lot of professionals you know.
Yes.
But
yes.
If you're dealing with a company like Decks Unlimited, that's all they do. They're like the heart surgeon you and I talked about, you know, last segment, was it?
Yes.
They are a specialist, and they're going to do all those little tiny things that'll make it right, make it strong, make it safe, make it last, make it valuable.
Right. Like I said, when I had Chris Rigney from Spectrum Remodeling over, he pointed out some things that I didn't think of Well, because he does it every day.
Yeah.
He does it every day.
When you talk to somebody.
My only issue is soreness, okay? The up, down on my knees. The next day, well, Thursday, like I said, I started in the morning. I had to go pick up my 18-month-year-old grandson
by 4:30. You're looking pretty buff, though. It must be healthy.
Yeah. And it's funny because him and I had so much fun that night. My daughter texted me yesterday, said, "Dad, Leo's been asleep for 3 hours. What did you guys do yesterday?" I said, "That's okay, honey. I was asleep for two." we both took naps.
That's a good sign when you wore out your young grandchild.
And he wore me out. But, you know, Chuck, the things I'm doing on my deck now, I'm putting a new post in today because against the house, it was just lagged into.
Well, explain to everybody. It comes out about, 8 or 9 feet up?
Yeah, it's about a 9-foot-high deck, and it is my door wall cantilevers out into the deck. So when they attached it to the cantilever part, they just bolted it in. They didn't even bother bolting in the floor joist. So I have to put another post where it doesn't look good, but I have to for safety reasons.
And you mentioned a few weeks ago, and I am in total agreement with you, that a lot of decks fail at that connection between the deck and the house.
Yeah.
We have tried over the years, when possible, to not even connect the deck to the house, make it freestanding.
Right.
Because there's so many issues with failure, rot, decay, water intrusion, you name it, at that connection. Whereas if you can make it totally independent, and if you're not, 9 feet off the ground, that's tougher.
Right.
But there's still some things you can do. And again, we look at a Spectrum or a Dex Unlimited. They would know what to do.
Yeah, to do
that properly. Right. Most homeowners don't.
Well, what they did on mine wasn't even code. They're not allowed to do that anymore. The post must be put in now at that point.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? For me and you, to be able to do it ourselves, we're lucky. I'm very blessed that I'm able to do it myself.
It's fun. It's gratifying.
But if I was working, 50, 60 hours a week, it's either I take my time and build the deck or I pay someone else to take their time to build the deck. You're right. It's gratifying. That's the main word I get out of it is myself. When it's all done, it's gratifying. And I know it'll be done to top notch.
We're lucky enough to be old enough to take our time and be able to do some of that because we're not working 60 hours a week at another job. And to be patient enough. You're going to be effectively without that deck for about two and a half months, right?
Yeah. The summer. Yeah, most of the summer. Yeah, I started tearing it down probably about a month ago.
And most of us wouldn't tolerate that.
Right.
Quite honestly.
Right. My wife doesn't want to tolerate it, but
too bad.
She's got another place, though. She's being very, very calm.
God bless her. Yep.
So phone lines are open. Give us a call about any and all of your housing questions or issues. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Again, phone lines are open.
Hey, at one of our favorite retail stores, Home Depot.
Okay.
I was
there this morning.
Was doing a search. Were you really?
Yep. Oh, it's
we should have picked up the giant yard pong that they're selling.
Yard pong.
You know what pong is, right?
Nope.
You haven't seen the kids that play the pong? I thought
beer
you
pong?
I actually saw it out in Vegas.
Beer pong, years ago. Something like
beer
that.
Pong.
Yeah,
where
of course.
They bounce
okay,
a
right.
ping pong ball into cups for money and
they've got giant ones there.
They've got 9-inch buckets. It's a yard pong.
Okay.
And they use tennis balls.
Gotcha.
And I think it'd be a riot.
So you have to drink a bucket full of beer if you get in there?
Oh, God. I hope not. I actually thought of buying it. We used to play the old jarts, lawn jarts, when I was a kid. And those were the real darts, right?
Those are illegal now.
They're not even legal.
I used to sharpen the end.
We got stories. But benign, Home Depot, giant yard pong, I think I would enjoy. And I think the kids would, too, playing it.
Here's something else you can get at Home Depot. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called a Dyma brush. You ever heard of a Dyma brush, Chuck?
That's a brush that's 10 cents each, right? A Dyma brush.
That was good.
Thanks, buddy.
That was good. What time is it? 11, 12. You're early.
I'm a morning.
Wow. Kid. Yeah, you're early. Normally you wouldn't be this loose until at least 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. I'd be napping.
No, I tell you what this is really good for, Chuck, is all the emails we get where people have put either a paint or a solid stain on their deck. And one of the things you need to do is if you want to try to get that stuff off there, it's impossible to be gentle and get it off there, okay? You probably got to use a power washer. You're probably going to kick up a lot of splinters. on your wooden deck when you do this.
Risk messing up the surface of the wood.
But this diamond brush, it goes on a disc sander, a 4-inch disc grinder, not a sander, a grinder. And it's basically, I know you'll recognize it when I say it, it's a 4-inch brush with a bunch of sandpaper bristles on it that makes wear. It's about a 1/4 inch each in a circle. So as you use it, it really gets that solid stain off. So someone's cool. out there and they want to get that solid stain off of their deck or their wood.
Attaches to a drill?
Attaches to a grinder, a 4-inch okay. grinder. So if you go to the depot, you can get the grinder and the brush for under $200. Take your time, wear a mask, and you can grind, not grind, but sand that stuff off. Now, once you're done, you're going to have to take a palm sander or a disc sander and put a nice sander on it when you're done.
Right.
But it makes short work of that that solid stain. It's a great
We've had so many emails on that. I appreciate you finding that. That's at Home Depot.
Yep.
And it's called Diamond Brush?
Dyma Brush.
Dyma
But it's brush. Not a Dyma Brush. It is. That's the name of it.
A little bit more than that.
You know, Chuck, we talk about the decks. And the decks that are built low and close to a house, they wind up having a lot of moisture underneath them. And moisture doesn't only is not only bad for the moisture itself, but it also collects a lot of bugs, a lot of ants.
It invites them.
It invites them,
You might as well put out a welcome home sign.
Yep, and we're going to be getting into the area. I mean, right now we got the ticks, we got the mosquitoes, we want to get rid of those. But soon we're going to start seeing all those box elder bugs and those darn marmalita stink bugs. Get rid of the bugs around your house today. Call Rove, R-O-V-E, Rove Pest Control.
888-654-4897. We really enjoy talking to you. So if you got a question, concern, or comment, give us a call.
Yep, we like your questions, whether they're email, but we especially like them on Saturdays and Sunday morning by calling 888-654-4897. And let's start off with Lynn in Troy. Good morning, Lynn. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. This is turning out to be almost a weekly occurrence that we chat. Good morning. I help you always for you, or thank you always for your help. Just to recap, you helped me with a carbon monoxide issue I was having. I had there was a terrible odor every time the air or the furnace went on. And they found out months later that I had two huge wasp nests clogging the vent. Then after that, I found out that the parts were not aligned properly that caused the carbon monoxide issue. Dangerous amounts, not enough to set off the alarm, but dangerous amounts nonetheless. I called the city of Troy this week because the Regents Club has yet another nightmare going on in the buildings with trash building up. And the woman I spoke to at the building or the zoning ordinance said, they never pulled a permit to put the air conditioning and heating unit in, and she's hopping mad. But aside from that, do I have any recourse with regard to this? I never hired these people. They worked for the Regents Club. They're no longer there. They've lost about 15 maintenance people, and the management is non-existent. They've all walked out. So we're just kind of treading water here.
As a renter, I would say no. You have no recourse. As a homeowner, if they didn't pull a permit, I mean, as long as nothing happened wrong, I wouldn't see what recourse it would be to make yourself whole.
No, and here's the thing: Lynn's concerned about her safety.
Yeah,
as we all should be.
Absolutely.
In a situation like that, if you talk to the State of Michigan Mechanical Division and let them know that this work was done without a permit, they can retroactively require an inspection to make sure it was done properly and safely, which is your concern. You want it to be done properly and safely, I assume. You don't want to.
Well, Tech Heating and Cooling, who they have a contract with, repaired it finally after 4 months. And begging and asking. So I would trust the certified people with that company. But it's just that I found out that there was no permit pulled in the first place. So they were not only negligent, but they were wrong, I guess you would say, in even dealing with it in the first place.
One thing we would suggest, now you weren't in a position to do this, but going back to our article this week, if you're hiring a company like this, standard language in every contract proposal presented to you should say, if permits are required, we, the company, will obtain all necessary permits and inspections. And they just have to say, if permits are required. So that should take it off you, the homeowner, 100%.
But
in your case,
much.
You might be looking to have an inspection done retroactively. And literally, in a case like that, if they know the company, they can come in, do an inspection, see that it was done properly, and they'll bill them in arrears for the permit and the inspection. But other than that, you'll know that it's safe. It's a safe install.
Lynn, hope that helps. You have a great day.
You're always. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Jerry in Sterling Heights. Good morning, Jerry. You're on with the guys.
Well, thank you. It's a great show. I used to listen to Glenn Hagee all the time, and obviously he's gone. But
thank you, Jerry.
My recommendation. Pardon me?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. Recommendation. You would probably recommend a rod backer. I did my whole driveway. And I suggest, instead of rod backer, which you only get 20 feet in a bag, and it's expensive, I suggest using noodles. Now, the noodle is I get at the dollar store. It's styrofoam, and it's about 5 foot long. What I did was cut it in half, and then I made strips, half inch to three-quarter inch long. And forced them all in the cracks in my driveway. Instead of silica, which I bought a tube of, and I could hardly get any out of the tube. Now, it could have been old, whatever, but it didn't work well. I used concrete caulking, and it worked real well. And my driveway came out good. And I was very satisfied with it, and that was my suggestion. So instead of rod backer, using noodle, which again cheap, $1.25. So that was my suggestion, though.
Jerry, we love it. We love it. We greatly appreciate you calling in and giving us all that tip. Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much for your time, and again, it's a great show.
Thank you, sir. We greatly appreciate it. So just to fill a few people in there, what Jerry's talking about is filling the joints and the seams on his driveway, whether it's between the house and the driveway or between the individual slabs themselves and even some cracks.
That saturated felt that was used for years and still is in some cases. You step on the crack, you break the devil's back. That stuff rots out, gets washed out.
Oh, the tar, the old tar stuff. Yeah, so there is a backer rod, a foam backer rod. We call it a foam rope. And what Jerry's doing is making his own, which is a great idea.
Out of swimming noodles.
Well, swimming noodles. We get back from break. We're going to talk to our friend Bruce from Sterling Heights and Daniel from Brownstown, and you can give us a call, 888-654-GUYS.
You know, we were just talking about a truly professional company that we really can get behind. If you're having any deck work done, deck redo, rebuild, extension, or a brand new deck design and install, you want to talk to the folks at Decks Unlimited. Having more fun than we deserve. Want to remind you, if you don't get through to us on the phone today or tomorrow, you're welcome to email us, insideoutsideguys.com, and we will give you a personal response.
Yes, we will. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to our buddy Bruce in Sterling Heights. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing okay, guys. I just wanted to let you know I was listening a couple of weeks ago when you talked about being away from the home and having a leak. A couple of weeks ago in Sterling Heights, I was screwing around with my granddaughter outside. We used the hose and had a little connector on the end of it, shut it off. Apparently, it had a drip. The new Sterling Heights water system now notifies you if you have a, ongoing leak. It notified me that I had a leak of 5 gallons per hour, which is pretty slight, but it sends you an email to let you know that you have a leak.
You know, that's
which is, that's really a cool system.
It is a cool system. They actually had the township up north shut us off 10, 12 years ago. We had a leak. But
you had a lot of bartenders shut you off over the years, too.
I mean, it was like 30,000 gallons of water that they discovered, you know, and they came and
right.
shut it off and notified us. That was the old version of what you're talking about now. But had they not shut it off, it might have been another 30 to 40,000 that ran before we did, and that was inside the house.
Absolutely. I mean, for one residence to say 5 gallons per hour, and it was overnight at 8 o'clock in the morning, I had an email.
So, Bruce,
I had a drip somewhere.
Once you saw the email, were you able to find it? And I mean,
I thought, well, where's the last place we were at with my granddaughter? So,
interesting.
I walked outside, and sure enough, it had a little drip, and I forgot to shut the faucet off. Normally, I should just shut the faucet off and not depend on the hose. But we were filling
Ken's
the pool.
Ken's always been a more government guy, and he loves the government watching everything he does, so this would be right up his alley.
Well, I think it was a great idea. And, I've given up on my campaign on the arc fault now. I think they're good enough going now. Now I have a new campaign for major appliances to have an hour meter.
Oh, okay.
That you can look at, you know.
To know how long they're running.
You pay that kind of money, you know what kind of service you should have got, right?
You got it. No, we agree with you. Good idea.
You do.
Bruce, okay, thank you so much for your call, bud.
Thank you, Bruce.
Take care.
God bless you. Stay well.
Hey, we got phone lines. They're pretty packed. We'll get to everyone out there. Let's talk to Danielle from Brownstown.
Hi, good morning. Love your show and your articles in Homestyle Magazine.
Thank you, sir.
So I've got a 15-year-old patio. It was refinished brick paver patio. It was refinished about 5 years ago. And with this recent rain, I noticed that there's puddles across probably about two-thirds of it. It's not, you know, graded to run off. And so I'm guessing that all the water eventually is going through the seal. So I was looking at having it cleaned and resealed, but I'm wondering whether or not I should actually ask somebody to re-level the stones as the top surface as well.
Yeah, I mean, here's the problem. If you have it cleaned and resealed, then you're going to see those puddles on top stay there longer because they're not going to drain into the brick beneath.
You got to ask why it's not draining into the substrate beneath if that's flooded.
Yeah, it sounds like you have to have that pulled up and reset.
Yeah, you might consider, without seeing it, just digging around the perimeter, maybe the perimeter of that patio furthest from the house, below the material that the brick pavers are sitting on, and see if water drains out of there, because it sounds like you've got a kind of a flooded little pool area underneath there, but that water should drain straight down out of those bricks and into the ground below the compacted crushed concrete or stone area.
Yeah, unfortunately, everything's probably, other than maybe 3 inches of sand that the builder put on top of the clay, everything's probably sitting on top of that mostly clay.
And that's the thing about brick pavers. To do brick pavers right, at many instances, you need to go down and remove 18 inches of that clay and put a good drainable base in there. So if you don't have that, you're going to have more issues with the floating and the moving over time.
And if that happens during the winter months when it freezes, it'll
push it apart.
Push it up and break it and do all kinds of nasty things.
So what do you need from us, sir? How can we help you?
Oh, I would like to find out who you would recommend that I could have come out and look at it and make suggestions.
Okay.
Why don't you give Joel at Just Ask a call. If you've got a pencil handy, we've got his number.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 248-535-1759.
That is 248-535-1759.
Yes, sir. And talk to Joel. He's expert at those types of things.
All right. Sounds real good. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. We appreciate your call and your kind words. Thank you so much, sir. All right. Let's go close. Let's go to Debbie in Lapeer. Good morning, Debbie. You're on with the guys.
Well, hello. Thank you so much. Your show is amazing. I learned so much.
God bless you. Thanks for saying that.
But a few years ago, I get nervous on the phone. Okay. A few years back, my husband had a stroke. We're living in a very old farmhouse. We've had several homes, but I came back here to take care of him. The house is falling apart right now. I'm packing so I can leave because you had a show on a week ago about the liability and contractors. When anyone comes, I call anyone to come to the house to get an estimate. My husband, who is obviously disabled, paralyzed on one side, sends them home. Since he's the man of the house and the boss and wants to be all that, you know, and the decision maker, they just look at me like, what are you wasting my time for? And I just look at them like, because the repairs need to be made, and I need the estimates to go to the banks and get the money. Starting with the roof, and right now a foot and a half of water in the basement. I have no indoor plumbing. The pipes froze last winter. I was meanwhile diagnosed with cancer and in the hospital for 2 months last winter. Neighbors have been helping. The family took him out of the house. At what point can what kind of contracts do you sign? I went to an elder care lawyer and tried to get guardianship, conservatorship, power of attorney to sell some property, to get the money, to get the repairs made. Now we're in court and everyone's blaming me for not doing the repairs. My hands are tied. At what point do we condemn a house? And the house can be saved, but at what point, how did this all become my fault? When I know I tried to do everything just like you tell me on your shows, like I'm starting with the roof, and the house can be saved. It's Debbie, a beautiful big old stone house.
Debbie, let's interrupt you because we have a break coming up, so right, we want to get to you. And you know, we get emails like yours on a regular basis, and we feel terrible because there are so many people that just have nobody to help them.
Yeah, Debbie, do you have the power to hire people to work on that house? I'm not sure.
No.
You do not.
No, they actually took him out of the house. They said they had to rescue him from the house, and they hid him for a year. So we finally found him, and we're in court, and I have a lawyer. But the issue is, how did it become my fault for not taking better care of him in a house that was his for 70 years, his whole life, and always turned away contractors? Don't I have any legal rights? And I know you all have legal rights to say, we don't want to do business with somebody if we know, you know, that person is disabled and can't.
Well, it becomes a question of who has the legal authority to hire someone to work on the property. That's our big question. Because, for instance, if Kearns Brothers comes out there to do your roof, we would trust them. We would trust anything they were going to suggest to you or do.
And if you represent yourself as a homeowner, they're going to give you the bid.
Yeah. The issue becomes, if you don't pay them, they may not have a legitimate right to collect the money because you were not in a position of authority to hire the work done in the first place. And that's what a lot of companies, you know, Barrier Free Plus, they run into that all the time.
Sure.
Where someone has put the house into a trust, and the trust has to hire contractors, not the person that lived there for 50 years.
Correct. And that's up to the person that comes out to ask those questions. You know, are you the main decision maker? Do you have the authority to make these decisions? But honestly, Debbie, if you don't have the authority, your hands are kind of tied. They are tied.
They really are.
They are tied because what you could do is get yourself in trouble. You have liability on your end if you do things that you're not supposed to do.
Name is on the deed, so we're married for 38 years. So I just thought all I had to do was call and get the work done. And, you know, I mean,
you said you were on the deed?
Yes. Yeah, I own the property. So.
Oh, well, then you do.
So that's when.
Hey, Debbie, can you send us an email, please? Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, hit contact the guy, send us an email. We'll make sure to get back to you.
Let's get a conversation going on this. You probably do have legal authority if you're on the deed and you own the property.
Yep, Yep, we got to go to break though. We will talk to you over email, ma'am. In the meantime, Clarkson Window and Door, great company, uses great windows, great owner, honest, ethical. Clarkson Window and Door.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to stick with the phones. We've got a couple very patient callers.
Yeah, in a minute, we're going to get to William from Brownstown. But just before that, we're going to talk to Doug from Ray Township, Michigan. Good morning, Doug. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, sir. How can we help you today?
Okay, so I have an outside spigot. It's a frost-proof vacuum brake spigot. And air is getting incorporated into it. It's a new unit. It's a prior spigot. On the same line, the same plumbing line. So I have a well, pressure tank. There's an iron filter in between. But on that same three-quarter-inch line, the spigot that comes right past the well does not incorporate air. The one at the other end, the suspect one, incorporates air. You hear it spitting, and when you try to run a pressure washer, it causes the pressure washer to keep hiccuping.
Yeah, you could have a bad vacuum breaker on that hose bib.
It could, you know, it's a brand new unit, but it could just be a bad.
Yes.
Well, here's the other question. In between that line, the primary water to the house is teed off of that line. And from that tee, it goes to a Haig iron filter and then the water softener and then back to the rest of the house. Could the iron filter be incorporating air in that part of the line going out to that bib?
Sure.
That's downstream from the other bib.
It could happen. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's something to talk to the iron filter people about.
Well, yeah.
They have check valves and breathers in there.
Your input and your output in those filters should be arranged such that air cannot be incorporated into the outgoing water. But it is possible, yeah,
but the thing
depending
is,
on the age of the unit and the condition of the unit.
It's not outgoing water, though. That outgoing water from the iron filter goes to a completely different plumbing system. The plumbing system going to the hose bibs is unfiltered, untreated water.
That it's not likely that that's highly unlikely that that's your issue then. I would look first to the vacuum breaker. Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting air.
Probably simple enough.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you can replace, I know you can replace those vacuum or the top piece if it comes apart. Maybe I should just try replacing that.
Yeah, you definitely can, sir, and hopefully that helps you. We have one more we got to try to get to by the end of the show, Doug. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem. Thanks for your great show.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's talk to William in Brownstown. Good morning, William. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. I've had this problem for over 2 months. I had a new water tank put in. The old tank was leaking and rusty at the bottom. When they took that tank out, they used a vacuum unit to suck the water out, and then they replaced the new tank. The assembly and everything looks fine. I had a friend of mine look at the tank and everything. He sees everything looks good. But what the issue is, on all my handles for my faucets and my showers, if I turn it all the way up to hot, it'll finally be hot. Then I go down to get cold. I can't get cold. I have to go to cold. Then I come up, and it's cold, and I can't get a balance on any of my faucet handles. And I have them on 3 sinks, 2 showers, and 2 tubs. And it's throughout the house. The worst one is in my kitchen. I have a leak right now in the cartridge, which I replaced a couple months ago after I had the tank put in because that started leaking. And I just wonder if I have debris in the line from that rust from the tank or what's going on, because I still got a little bit of rust out of one of the ones in the faucet for the sink in the kitchen when I took out the strainer on there and a little bit of rust come out. But
you're talking about you got a new pressure tank. You have a water well?
Yeah, I got a new tank, right. And the thing is... Every time I try to get hot water or cold water, I can't get a mix on any of my handle valves.
All right, we want to make sure we get this right, sir. When you say tank, are you talking about a water heater or are you talking about a pressure tank? Are you on a well?
No, I'm not on a well. I'm on a regular pressure tank. The water comes in from the city and on the cold side, and then it heats up, and then it also has a line that goes for the hot, and then it's got a motor that evaporates the gas. It's a gas tank, gas heater tank.
So it's a water heater.
Water heater, regular water heater, right? The old one was working fine, but when it developed the rust and the leak, I had to have it replaced.
And before you had it replaced, all your spigots were balanced, right? All your faucets were balanced. You never had any issue with hot water and cold water?
Just in the kitchen. All the rest of them were balanced.
Interesting. It's not unusual when old plumbing is disturbed to have material, particulate, released into the pipes that can affect faucets throughout the house. In some cases, you have to disassemble those faucets.
The aerator. Start with the aerator.
Yeah, new cartridges in them. Clean the aerator out if you're lucky enough to have that be the issue. At the very end of the faucet there. So I would start there if you feel qualified to do that.
Yeah, what I did is all my plumbing is certified by reputable companies, and they sent me all the valves, hot and cold valves, cartridges that go into them. So I have all those ready to go, and the fellow that was supposed to do the work for me got injured, and he can't do the work now. And I'm 77, and I probably could do it myself. My wife would rather have someone come out that's professional.
We understand. Do you need help with that? Do you need us to get you a professional, sir?
Yeah, I need to find somebody that's reputable that would not just come in and say, oh, you need to replace all your pipes or something like crazy like that.
Well, we have two guys.
I have copper lines.
Do you? Well, two things. We're up again. We're not going to have time to get this to you. If you could email us or give us a call back tomorrow morning, the two companies that we're going to refer to you is Shelby Mechanical and Waterwork Plumbing. Either one of those, we trust they have taken care of many, many, many of our listeners over the years. So you can look them up or give us a call back tomorrow morning. We'll make sure to get you that information. Thank you so much for calling in today, William. We greatly appreciate it. In the meantime, everyone, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., for another edition of the Inside Outside Guys. We'll be taking your phone calls tomorrow morning. In the meantime, if you need anything, and we need anything for your house, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Everybody, thank you so much. Until next time, bye-bye.